get into the shot caller question of the day. Young Jeffrey is coming studio with a hat full of names. We'll draw a name out of the hat to see who will put on the shock collar today. They're asked a trivia question. If they get it right, they don't get shocked. Jeff does because he asked a terrible question. If they get it wrong, they get shocked to the song that you want us to sing. Text in at 78592. What song do you want to hear from the person who gets shocked today? Brooke has drawn a name out of the hat because she had the shock collar last. And who'd you get?
Yeah, Jose.
Jose's getting the shock collar while he's putting that on. Jeff, please read Jose the shock collar question of the day.
There are several countries around the world that people get confused all the time. For example, Austria and Australia, Sweden and Switzerland, Paraguay and Uruguay. But two countries that frequently get mixed up are Slovenia and Slovakia. They're both located in Central Europe. They both speak Slav-based languages, and even their national flags have the same exact colors. In fact, it's so bad, it's created a whole new problem, and representatives from both countries actually have to meet up once every month to deal with it. What is their specific issue?
Oh, that's interesting. Yeah. Can you imagine if Canada was actually the United States of Canada? They had the same everything as us?
No.
So why do they have to meet up every single month? Why so frequent?
Well, it's got to be something where the international community is getting confused. Like, tourism, I'm just thinking, it can't be their own citizens that are, you know, confused. It
That's
has
true.
To be...
tourists.
Right?
Like, they're coming to see something.
Read it one more time, Jeff.
There's several countries around the world that people get confused all the time, but two that frequently get mixed up are Slovenia and Slovakia. They're very, very similar sounding, and they have a lot of similarities between them, and it's so bad, representatives from both countries actually have to meet up once every month to deal with one specific issue. What is it?
I just feel
every
like
month.
It has to be something where things are getting mixed up, right? So, like, the issue is... the cell phone companies don't realize that you're calling, not calling from out of the country. You know what I'm saying? Like,
but I feel like those are all fixes that they could do one big meeting and it's like, okay, we fixed the cell phone problem, you know?
Right.
This has to be every single month they have to meet up because people are doing the wrong thing or people need to be told, hey, this is what's going to happen if it's citizens. Or
what if their currency gets confusing and they have to, like, get together and exchange currency?
That's
like,
not
what's
a bad idea.
What's the current currency exchange right now? Maybe they have different money. Oh, I think I got it. What if they have different time zones? Even though they're next to each other.
What are they trying
like,
to figure out, though?
What time is it on your border?
What time is it there?
Literally. Like, I don't know.
They keep getting confused about the time.
I wouldn't go in time.
They sync up their watches.
Yeah.
One, two, and three.
Go. Okay, you're an hour ahead. Got it.
Maybe they're getting, like, imported, like, cell phones, and they're getting shipped to the wrong company or wrong country.
Yeah. No, I like the currency idea. That makes sense. Like, if they're so close and they're so similar, they have to make sure... for their budgets and their countries that the currency is correct. So currency
you're going
exchange.
Currency?
Yeah.
Slovenia and Slovakia are completely separate countries in Central Europe, but they have such similar sounding names that it's actually caused a major problem for the two nations. And that's why once a month, ambassadors from both Slovenia and Slovakia have to meet up at the National Embassy with two giant bags so they can exchange all the mail that was accidentally sent to the wrong country.
Oh, wow.
That makes sense. All right,
oh
you got
God.
It wrong.
All right, I got your bill.
Yeah.
Give me mine.
Yeah.
Somebody wanted to hear Do You Want Me by the Human League. So you can sing that before you get shocked.
Oh, yeah, this song. Don't you want me, baby? Don't you want me? Oh, don't you want me, baby? Don't you want me? Oh!
All right, we'll see you later. Today's show was produced by Steve Strugglebus Boyd and Jeff Snugglebus DeBoe. Have a good one. We'll see you later.